Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaKelim Nitolim. Rabbi Yossi says, all vessels can be taken on Shabbos. Chutz Mina Maser HaGodol V'yosset Shel Machareshe, except for a large saw designated to cut trees, and also the blade of a plowshare. Now, why are these two items singled out? They're not like a kli shemalachto le'isr, like a hammer. They're even worse than that, because these two items are specifically designated for their malacha that they do, and nobody would ever use them for anything else. And therefore, they have an added problem of muktzim machmas chisaron kis, that if one would use them for anything else, they very well may get ruined. And similarly, not just these two items, but also, for example, let's say a shochet's knife, or the knife used for a bris milah. Things that are very delicate and may be ruined, or things that are very expensive, they are worse than a kli shemalachto le'iser. As now we're going to see, the Mishnah continues, kol hakelim nitolim l'tzorech v'shelo l'tzorech. All vessels can be taken, whether it's for their need or not for their need. So the way the Rav explains what it means is the following. So all kelim let's say you have a kli shemalachto le'heter, like a bowl or a cup or things like that. Those can be taken, whether it's for l'tzorech gufo, so let's say you want to take a cup to drink, or letzarech makom, or you need the place that the cup is sitting on, or even if you're doing it, not that the cup is doing something practical now for you, like we just explained, like tzarech guf or makomo, but rather you're doing it to save the cup itself, like the cup is outside and you want to save it for ganavim. That you're allowed to do as well, or you want to move the cup into a place of shade. But a kli shemalachto le'iser, that's a little bit different. So for example, a hammer. A hammer also, letzarech gufo, to take a hammer and to crack a nut, which is a mutter malacha on Shabbos, one is allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's letzorech gufo. Letzorech makomo is, let's say the hammer is on the countertop and I need the countertop for to put food down on, so I'm allowed to move the hammer, letzorech makomo. However, if a hammer is outside, there I am not allowed, the Rav explains, I'm not allowed to move it inside, or if I want to put the hammer in a place of shade, I cannot move it for the tzorech of the hammer itself. It sounds like when the Mishnah tells us, what it's talking about is kli shemalachto le'heter can be taken letzorech, and even shelo letzorech, even if it's not letzorech gufam or makomam, it's stam, it's just to save it from ganavim, that's also mutter by kli shemalachto le'heter. But kli shemalachto le'iser, we know, is not that way. It's a little different. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, ein nitol na letzorech. Rabbi Nechemya is the most machmer, and he says that things can only be moved for their own tzorech. So the Rav explains that even a knife, a kli shemalachto le'heter, which could be used to cut fruit or things like that, I'm only allowed to use it for its normal heter use. I can't even use it for another heter use, to use it to keep a window open or things like that. And all the more so, a kli shemalachto iser, according to Rabbi Nechemya, since its main function is for something that's aser, I'm never allowed to move it on Shabbos. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemya.